347-1001.
Everybody, welcome back to End of the Show, second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, April 22nd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. You just heard Michigan Talk News Network. That is a news feed that we get from Steve Gruber. And you heard his commercial for GruberHealth.com. Missy would like to remind you all to use TruckerRandyHealth.com because she tracks her advertising, her lead sources, and it's because of us on this station that you hear the Gruber's spot for the Michigan Talk Network. So instead of going to GruberHealth.com, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com because of our radio station. She wants to know you heard it here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Today is the final deadline, 5 p.m., for two events coming up this week. This coming Friday night, I'll be at Crawford County Republican event, Saving the Republic. It's going to be at Kirtland Community College this Friday night in Grayling. Right there, east of I-75 at 4 Mile Road exit. If you'd like to get your tickets, you got to get them today. Today's the last day for those tickets. So text me, Crawford, and I'll text you the flyer to be able to call and get your tickets reserved. Tomorrow morning, they need a head count for food because they're going to have a great dinner. Great speaker, keynote speaker coming in, Dr. David K. Clements, an attorney, law professor, social studies, civics, government teacher at a university, was fired because of his resistance to the mask mandate by New Mexico University, where he taught. He also got very heavily involved in the scientific data regarding our election machines. Well, he's going to be the keynote speaker. He's also the person that put up the movie, Let My People Go. Let My People Go. He was in that movie. He basically produced it and made it. Well, he's going to be at Crawford County this Friday night. I'm going to be there. There's going to be a gentleman who was acquitted from the trumped up fake Governor Gretchen Whitmer kidnap trial. He was able to get the venue moved to Antrim County Courtroom, where he's from, here, my own home county. His attorney was able to convince the jury he was not guilty, and he was acquitted. He'll be there as well. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, she's coming up from Berrien County. She'll be there as well. So we're looking forward to a great event this Friday night. I believe it starts at 5:30. Going to be a great event. Looking forward to it. After the event, I'm jumping in my car and driving down to Flint. I have a hotel room lined up. We're going to be teaching the Roberts Rules of Order and the State Constitution for the Genesee County Conservative Union. They've put up the location for us, hosting us at the Flint Public Library. It's going to be Saturday morning from 9:30 to 1:30 in Flint. 5 p.m. today is the deadline. We'll be ordering the books. We need to know who's coming. So if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, text me CLASS. And I'll text you the website, acconservatives.org. Just scroll down one post to the Flint class this Saturday, April 27th. This will be the last class I'm teaching folks before the August 6th primary. I'm going to be laser focused on putting up Vicky's campaign signs, knocking on doors, passing out her business cards, explaining to people her platform, her three-point bullet point plan to be the next clerk of Antrim County. So this is it. This is the last class until after the August 6th primary. Now, the reason the Genesee County Conservative Union is teaching the class this Saturday, having me down to teach it, is because they wanted to excite people, patriots, to file for precinct delegate on May the 7th. So that's our hope and prayer. Hopefully we can get a few more people to come to it. Share it with everybody you know, because 5 p.m. today I'm cutting off the registration. Actually, I'm going to delete the post so that nobody can see it. It will be over. And I'll be heading down. I don't care if it's 20 people, 30, whoever ends up coming. We will be there this Saturday. And then I'll be back home working over the weekend. So greatly appreciate you guys. Again, Crawford, if you'd like to attend the event this Friday night, Kirtland Community College there in Grayling. And then if you'd like to attend the class or know somebody who would like to attend the class this Saturday in Flint, Michigan, I'll be teaching it down there. Looking forward to you guys coming and joining us. Well, the next half hour, we have a longtime Patriot friend who is going to be calling into the show, going to be joining us. He is down in Lansing, has, I believe, by now already filed his papers and is probably heading back. So we're looking forward to that. Looking forward to getting his information out there as to what he's decided to do, what papers he's filed, and what he plans on doing in the August 6th primary. So looking forward to that interview in the next half hour. MERS news story, another short one. We want to get into this short break here that we have before the break comes up. Kind of an interesting filing. Tri-Department Laboratory. Coming by the end of 2026. Now, this is kind of interesting. The state of Michigan broke ground on Friday on a public health and environmental science lab that will be shared among various departments within the state of Michigan. Department of Health and Human Services, the Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, EGLE, and the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity, which is LEO. The lab is going to be located in Diamonddale, that's down near East Lansing area, at the state's secondary complex. 300,000 square foot building. At the groundbreaking ceremony on the site of the future facility, Department of Health and Human Services Director Elizabeth Hertel said the Bureau of Laboratories will perform expansive testing, including newborn screenings, testing for infectious diseases or toxins, and also monitoring chemicals in our fish. The new lab will increase the speed and efficiency of handling more than 100,000 samples and 2.5 million test results that EGLE processes every single year, according to EGLE Director Phil Ruse. As far as LEO is concerned, Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity, the Michigan Occupational Safety and Health Administration, MIOSHA, will have a lab there. The lab will be used to test for occupational hazards by collecting samples during field inspections. Construction on the facility is expected to be completed by late 2026 and has a budget of $326 million of our taxpayer dollars and another $260 million in federal funding. Our federal taxpayer dollars under the American Rescue Plan Act, coronavirus state and local fiscal recovery funds. The facility was designed with sustainability in mind. Oh, there's that word. We got to have sustainability. Featuring geothermal-based heating and cooling. Of course, they're taking advantage of what you can take advantage of for your own house using a well connect unit. Well, of course, they're coming up with a in-the-ground geothermal-based heating and cooling system for this building. Adam Lack, Director of Design and Construction, said the facility is aiming for leadership in energy and environmental design. They're shooting for a silver rating for sure and hoping that a gold rating will be attainable on the design of the building. The House Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Angela Whitwer, a Democrat from Lansing, attended the event but did not speak at the press conference. So again, $326 million building for a state taxpayer general fund out of Lansing's budget, and they got $260 million from Washington. Over a half a billion dollar project. 300,000 square foot complex. Absolutely amazing. And they want to be able to do testing of fish. Health department wants to be able to test for newborn screenings, infectious diseases, or toxins. They need one big lab to do this all together instead of letting each department do it on their own. I have one simple question. What's the ROI? What is that? Return on investment. How much money will we save by having this all under one huge roof in Diamonddale, Michigan, compared to the labs for each one of these bureaucratic agencies currently doing the testing? Is this out of convenience? Or did you just want a huge parking lot surrounding 300,000 square foot building? Just saying. Final segment of hour number two before our big announcement from Lansing. We'll be right back.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
My name is Todd Spalliber. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalliber, electspalliber.com. Paid for by Todd Spalliber for state rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. And man, people are driving me crazy during the break about who it is, what race it is. You're going to find out. It's coming. It's coming in the next half hour. Listen, I've been good for over a month knowing that this was happening today. Today. Now, if I can keep quiet for a month and not let the cat out of the bag, you can wait roughly 15 more minutes. I'm not going to answer you. No, not going to do it. Not going to allow you guys to guess, so stop texting me. Not going to do it. The only hints I gave you guys is this is a longtime Patriot friend of mine, and it has to do with Lansing. That's all I'm going to say. This is absolutely, absolutely the process that happens every single filing deadline, which is tomorrow, Tuesday, April 23rd at 4 o'clock. Last minute filings happen all the time. The reason a lot of people do this is they don't want to show their hand. They don't want anybody to know what they're doing, which would then say, okay, we're going to primary challenge an incumbent state representative or a state senator or a county commissioner. And because we're willing to step up and primary challenge them, we don't want others to get into the race. Well, you're doing it, so I should be able to do it too. Why? Because that dilutes the vote. The best ideal way to do this is man on man. Establishment, incumbent, moderate, leaning, butt into the Kool-Aid and breathe the air down in Lansing, became one of the good old boys, not the person he was 4 years ago. Not the person that me and this person who's coming on the show supported back in 2019 heading into the 2020 election. 4 years in Lansing has completely changed this person. They no longer hold our values and principles. So therefore, this person felt the need to throw his hat in the ring and primary challenge him. Call him out. Call him out on things that he failed to do while serving us in this district. Now, the maps have changed. I'm no longer in that district. I'll give you another hint right there. The maps have changed. I'm no longer in the district. And the person he's running against, I'm sorry, I like him as a personal friend, as a person. But I hate him as a politician. I hate everything that he's become when he goes down there. And God knows that if I'm forced to serve and to go to Lansing, I'm not going to change. As a matter of fact, I'll be more emboldened in my agenda and have the ability to actually introduce bills that will fix the state of Michigan. And believe me, I will be selling my butt off to get fellow state representatives and senators to support the bills because they're common sense. If I can be part of the Transportation Committee, Appropriations, Spending, Budget Committee, things are going to change in this state. And folks, if I can do it for state representative, can't you do it for county commissioner? We have basically today's show and tomorrow's show to get you to run. As a matter of fact, tomorrow's show will be too late when it re-airs Wednesday morning from 6 to 9. What I talk about tomorrow will not be applicable the next day. That's it. The deadline is real. It's tomorrow. And if you haven't filed by 4 p.m. tomorrow, then we're moving on and we're leaving you out of the mix. We have a lot of good people stepping up running for office. My own wife is coming out of retirement to run for Antrim County Clerk. I'm running for state rep. Others are running for county commissioners. We are going to fight hard to win these elections, and we are going to make a change in every single elected office we enter into, whether it's county commissioner, county clerk, county sheriffs, state representatives. There's going to be new people elected on August 6th. And because we're a Republican district, you run as a Republican, you win in November. The Democrats have been doing it for years. Well, that's going to stop. We're on to you guys. We know what you do. We know your plan. We know your strategy. And many of us are actually using it. And this will be a true primary on August 6th. And I hope this new candidate that filed as a Democrat to run for the 1st Congressional District, I hope she's serious. I hope she has funding and absolutely scared the bejesus out of Dr. Bob and forced them to spend a ton of money in the Democrat primary. That'll be less money available for November's general election because they don't have an anointment this year. It appears they're going to have a real race. So we'll see how this goes. This is going to be very interesting. Basically, over the next 29 hours, we will find out. Also, another major story will be tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock regarding the U.S. Senate race. How many of those candidates are dropping out because they haven't gotten the signatures? It's going to be interesting. Big announcement coming out of Lansing in the next half hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate